When they were alone, Dara leaned over and whispered in Rebecca's ear, "Darling, you have got to work on your poker face. You nearly gave Constance away."
"I'm sorry. I'm just so proud of you, it's hard to resist the urge to make the connection. Surely you don't think it would be problematic if we shared your alter ego with Jay?"
Dara sighed. Jay was a gifted writer, and she'd been telling the truth. She was an admirer of Jay's work, as was Rebecca. More than once, Rebecca had told her that if she'd still been teaching American literature, she would have loved to include Jay's books in her syllabus. Still, the fact that Constance Darrow was Dara's pseudonym remained a closely guarded secret. Only Rebecca and Dara's agent and best friend, Carolyn Detweiler, knew the truth.
"You don't have to answer that."
Rebecca broke into Dara's rumination.
"I promised you a long time ago that I would never divulge anything about Constance, and I meant it. Whether you want to share all of yourself with anyone else is completely up to you, and I will always respect that."
Dara kissed Rebecca on the cheek.
"I know. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would please take your seats," Jasper announced from the podium on stage. "Welcome to the 2016 GLAAD Media Awards, sponsored by..."
Jay cinched the belt of her robe around her waist, wiped the sleep from her eyes, and opened the door to admit the bellboy.
"Good morning, ma'am. Where would you like this?"
"Over there will be fine, thanks."
Jay pointed to the coffee table in front of the couch in the living room of their small bungalow. She waited for the young man to finish, signed for their breakfast, and handed him a tip on the way out.
"Breakfast is served,"
she called in the direction of the bedroom. She lifted the cover off one of the plates and sniffed appreciatively as the smell of bacon wafted up toward her.
"I will wait for Kate. Oh, I will wait for Kate."
She replaced the lid in order to resist temptation. A copy of today's USA Today caught her eye. She picked it up from the tray and unfolded it to scan the headlines. "New hacking scandal rocks Homeland Security." Jay nearly stumbled as she sank onto the sofa.
"What's going on? Why aren't you eat?"
Jay barely noticed as Kate sat down next to her and wrapped an arm around her waist.
"I can't believe it's already out there."
She read the story, her heart sinking a little more with every word. "Confidential sources tell USA Today that the FBI is searching for a single suspect who allegedly breached sophisticated firewalls and leaked highly classified Homeland Security documents to a Time magazine reporter." Officials with Homeland Security and the FBI refused to comment, but one anonymous, high-ranking source identifies the alleged hacker as Sebastian Vopal, a private contractor who reportedly has worked closely for many years with the federal government. Thus far, Time is withholding the extent of the information it obtained and the source of the leak, except to say the files date back decades to the presidency of Charles Hyland. Conspiracy theorists have long argued that the Hyland administration covered up crucial facts about the murky circumstances under which the president was taken hostage as part of a treasonous plot to overthrow him by his vice president and associates. This is a breaking news story. Please go to www.usatoday.com for the most recent updates.
It's just supposition. Look at the number of times they used the words allegedly and reportedly.
Jay shook her head. For now, you and I both know they must have an ironclad source to publish Sebastian's name without corroboration from an official source. They would never risk it otherwise. Kate took the paper from Jay and laid it aside.
Maybe, but that's not your primary concern.
What do you mean?
What you're really worried about is that they'll connect the hack to you and the book.
That's not fair. I'm truly worried about Sebastian.
Of course, but you and I both know it's more than that.
Jay tucked her legs underneath her and folded her arms across her chest.
It won't take them a day to dig up the story I wrote for Time back then.
You're right. But remember, in the name of national security, the president's staff convinced Time to edit out a lot of the specifics of the incident, including the existence of the commission.
I remember it well, and I agreed with it at the time. If anybody knew how pervasive and extensive that organization was, or how close they came to controlling some of the world's most influential governments and industries, it would have been disastrous.
A secretive organization comprised of hundreds of operatives from all walks of life.